Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh, the catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Howard reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Camilli to Hamlin and they have Ward trapped. The throw over to Cunningham, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Locke. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortega takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortega moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field. Locke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locke. Martin scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Marshall Bridges. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Kirkland moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.